King of all the worlds, most gracious, most compassionate, master of the day of judgment. You do be worshiped, and your aid we seek. Guide us on the straight way, the way of those on whom you bestow blessings, and not upon those who wrath is brought down. Amen. We'd like to have, first of all, we'd like to thank everyone for coming out to our parade and program today. We think we have a very fine program scheduled for you today, and we have Imam Warif D. Muhammad as our guest speaker. So make yourselves at home. This is for you. This is your day. We want to welcome you here and want to have a very joyful and festive occasion. So at this time, we ask Brother Jawan Muhammad to please come forward and sing the national anthem. And we'd like to ask everyone to please stand for the singing of the national anthem. Celine, you should bring the flag up here on the stage.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The national anthem. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red flare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
How about a round of applause for Brother Jawan Muhammad? Takbir. 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 Okay, try not to. Okay. Once again, we want to welcome everyone here to our 8th annual New World Patriotism Day parade and program. And we hope that you relax, enjoy yourself. We've got a fine program for you. We have Imam Warif D. Muhammad as our guest speaker. We have entertainment. We should have some local city officials here also. So very briefly, we just want to share with you really the rationale for New World Patriotism Day and what it means. New World Patriotism Day was established by Imam Warif D. Muhammad in June of 77. And New World Patriotism Day essentially is a call to humanity and a salute to America's basic underlying principles that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. It's an annual patriotic celebration for all Americans. This year's theme is United for Moral Excellence, which consists of a parade, which we just had, national and local speakers, and a family picnic, which is taking place right here today. The source of participation and support has been through ecumenical efforts of Muslims, Christians, and Jews, and all facets of the community and the society. And we feel very strongly that although this country contains a wide range of people with diverse backgrounds, beliefs, and values, America has become great because of its ability to rise above our differences and contribute to the strength and unity of every facet and component of society and all the facets and components that reflect the strength and dignity of the human family. So what we're basically saying is that we stand on the essential truth that's in the Constitution that we see as the true lifeblood, of the Constitution, and that is that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and every one of us has that human potential that can grow and flower and cultivate to its fullness. So we want to welcome all of you here. Sister Sister Mildred, Sister Shirley Muhammad, Imam Warafdin Muhammad, Imam Sultan Muhammad, Brother Imam Muqtadir, Sister Shakria, and Sister Aida on our dais. So once again, we want to welcome everyone here. We want to thank you for your participation today over the years, and we hope that you enjoy yourself and really have a good time today and pay close attention to what Imam W.D. Muhammad has to say. Thank you all so much. Assalamu alaikum. At this time, we'll ask Imam Sultan Muhammad to come forward and bring on Imam W.D. Muhammad. Takbir. 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 Allahu Akbar.
With the name Allah, the most gracious, most compassionate, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Brothers, Muslims, friends, guests, we are very happy to have you here today for a great theme such as United for Moral Excellence. And when I looked out in the park, I say, if we united for moral excellence, we look kind of divided out here. So I think if we can come a little closer together, or if you can just let us know that you're definitely united for that cause, we understand that you're out there, but we all are here united for moral excellence. So if we can come together here, there are different groups here. Our guest speaker, Imam Warafdin Muhammad, will be speaking to us. So those who are way out in the park, if you can hear us, good, but we'd like to see us together because we're here for a united cause. United for moral excellence. The man that I'm going to introduce, he doesn't need a bunch of titles. The title he has is sufficient. And that is, I want to bring before you a man that has been struggling for many years, most of his life, in the cause of Al-Islam, in the cause to help propagate the religion of Al-Islam throughout America and throughout the world. This man, Imam Warafdin Muhammad, has set an example for many Muslims around the world, and we are very honored to have him here to address us on such a beautiful occasion and such a magnificent theme, United for Moral Excellence. Many of us that are sitting here probably won't be able to grasp the totality of that meaning, United for Moral Excellence. But I know after you hear our speaker, Imam Warafdin Muhammad, you have more insight, more understanding of what we're here today for. So with no further delay, I would like to bring to the microphone Imam Warafdin Muhammad. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of God, the gracious, the compassionate. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. I bear witness that there is but one God and Muhammad is the messenger of God. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
We give thanks to God first of all for our presence here today on the 4th of July, a day that's observed by Americans throughout the land. As we were driving to the airport today, early in the morning, I noticed how empty the streets were. And I told the brother who was with me, I said, there's only one other day in the year when the streets are empty like this, and that's on Christmas. A day that is observed by most of the people, all of them observe this day, but many of us are not in touch with the meaning of this day. We observe it because we want a day of pleasure, we want a day of leisure, a day of recreation. But it's important to keep in touch with the meaning of this day, especially when we find that that meaning that is important to our life is being lost. It's not in our life anymore. It's not in our spirit anymore. It's not in our habits anymore. So it's very important to keep in touch with the meaning of this day. There's one thing I keep in mind when I think of the 4th of July, and that is independence, because that's what it's called. It is Independence Day. Now, this country could have chose to, the leaders, the founders of this country, could have chose to celebrate freedom. This could be called Freedom Day. But they did not choose to call this Freedom Day. It is called Independence Day. And I think we should know the difference between freedom and independence. Freedom is a very general term. It can be the freedom to go in the park and play ball today. The freedom to have barbecue and cool drinks and a good time of relaxation. That's freedom. That's the kind of freedom. They chose to call it independence because that's a more serious word. When you hear independence, it brings to your conscience a more serious message than when you hear freedom. Freedom, we have to really search how deep the deep depths of our soul, our deep mind and conscience, to understand freedom. Because the first level of conscience will remind us that we are not free from the immediate things that we would like to be free from. Like free from the job so we can go home and eat. But there's a deeper freedom, and it has to come from the deepness, from the depth of our souls and conscience. That's a very difficult, it's a philosophical term. But independence is easy to grasp. Independence is easy to grasp and is very serious, and is celebrated today on the 4th of July. I think all Americans should stay in touch with the meaning of independence, the great importance given to independence, and the kind of independence that we celebrate. We celebrate an independence that make possible the hope for life in a new world, the hope for life in a new world. And we have called the day Patriotism Day. New World Patriotism Day, we called it back there in 77 when we thought of joining the American people in the celebration of independence. We called it New World Patriotism Day. Now, what is a new world? What are we patronizing? New World. New World is being patronized. What is a new world? If we are celebrating power, there was power before the New World. In fact, the power of the British Empire, perhaps in the old world, was greater than the power now that we enjoy as members of this nation in the international world and the global community. If we celebrate the freedom to drink, have a good time, let it all hang out, blow the check Friday night, well, that's no new world. That's no new world celebration. That was in the old world too. If you celebrate the freedom to prey on each other, to take advantage of each other, to shoot up each other, to kill each other, to sell each other's dope, to sell narcotics to each other, to take each other's money, to rob each other's home, to take each other's women, to prostitute the ladies, that's no new patriotism. They had that plentiful in the old world. What is it that we have here in the new world that wasn't in the old world? A new respect for man. A new respect for man. A sacred respect for man, and a belief that all men, regardless of their color, regardless of their nationality and their national origin, all men deserve the same freedom in this land, this new nation called America. So this new World Patriotism Day is really patronizing something that is sacred to man, sacred to every person, man, woman, and child. And when we understand that, and if we understand that the Muslims are joining in the celebration of the independence of America, in that spirit, and in that mind, then you understand why we have New World Patriotism Day, led by Muslims. And believe me, they're in Chicago doing the same thing we're doing right now. It's nationwide. Muslims throughout this nation are observing this day, and we are observing it in that spirit and with that sacred respect for the sacredness of the human person. The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the preamble to the Declaration of Independence tells us about this sacred respect, and it is very vital to the Constitution itself. It sets the tone, the spirit. In fact, it is the foundation, the justification for the very Constitution itself, this sacred respect for the individual person. It is right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, etc., etc., etc. These ideas are also in our religion, not under the same title, but these ideas are also precious and sacred in our religion. Prophet Muhammad, the peace be upon him, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, your brother's life is sacred, his blood is sacred, his property is sacred. Do not violate the life, blood, and property of your brother. This is the teachings of the Prophet. You find that this language is very much like the language we find in the noble and great statements, sacred statements that are made of the importance of each and every individual person in the preamble to the Declaration of Independence that belongs to the Constitution of these United States. So another point we'd like to make, I didn't come here for any speech. I came here really to join you in the celebration and recognizing this day, sharing the interests of all citizens of conscience to support the best of their country, to support the best of their nation's aspirations, to support the future hope of the people gone, past, long ago dead, and those that are still living, the hope for a model society, one respecting God the Creator, and one respecting the excellence of man that God created. So that's what we came here for, not for a long speech. But since I'm in this park, and I just learned that this park is Malcolm X Park, a lot of things we don't know about Malcolm X. The park may attract people of different minds. Some will come to the park because they are aware of their blackness. Some will come because they are aware of their muscles, of their militancy or whatever. And others will come because they remember Malcolm and respect him for the many good things he said and for the many good and great things he did. But when I come to this park and I hear that this park is the Malcolm X Park, I think of the Malcolm X that I identified with. The Malcolm X that I identified with was the man who feared God, the man who wanted to see people doing right, the man who wanted to see people with the opportunity to grow into the excellence that God created for them. When I come to this park, I think of the Malcolm that said, Allahu Akbar, God is greatest. I think of the Malcolm that said, Muhammad Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger of God. I think of the Malcolm that said, the Muslim life is the best, because I'm a Muslim. So I identify with that Malcolm. And when I come to this park, that's what I think about. And believe me, you Muslims should understand that Malcolm declared his belief in Allah. Right. He declared his belief in Prophet Muhammad. He said he was a Muslim.
That's right.
He died declared a Muslim. He made pilgrimage to the holy city Mecca. An obligation that's on all Muslims who are able to make that trip financially and otherwise once in their life. He made that trip and he returned to these United States and he proclaimed the universal, wholesome, pure concepts of our religion, that there is but one God and one humanity, that man is one, that there is no devil race and no God race, there is one God and all men are nothing but men. Malcolm declared those things when he returned and he preached universal concepts. And if this park is Malcolm X Park, you Muslims ought to be here more than non-Muslims, because you have more in common with Malcolm than non-Muslims. I'm not saying that you should take over the park now. The park belongs to the people. But don't stay away from the park. This is Malcolm X Park. I feel very good here today in a park that was given named in his honor out of respect for what he represented. I feel very good in this park today, especially on Independence Day. One thing me and Malcolm had in common too, we wanted to be independent, and I still want to be independent. How about you? You want to be independent? Well, let's celebrate Independence Day. Assalamu alaikum.
Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. I think Allah has really blessed us and rewarded us today for our efforts by the timely comments of our leader, Imam Muhammad. Also, the kind of comments that bring forth a kind of cultivation that wants you to go out and do more and keep this type of days going on and bringing more days like this to Malcolm X Park. We here at Masjid of Muhammad, under the leadership of Imam Sultan Muhammad, which is here in Washington, D.C., which is under the auspices of the District of Columbia, under the leadership of the Honorable Mayor Marion Barry, Jr., we would like to present a proclamation to Imam Warifuddin Muhammad from the City of Washington, D.C., and the Mayor of the District of Columbia, the Honorable Mayor Marion Barry, Jr. Brother Imam Warifuddin Muhammad, this is from Mayor Marion Barry Jr., Mayor of the City of Washington, D.C., who I understand was invited here today but had to leave Washington, D.C. and go to Chicago to be with his family. And the proclamation reads as follows: by the Mayor of the District of Columbia, whereas on Thursday, July 4th, 1985, the New World Patriotism Day Coalition will sponsor a celebration in honor of our nation's birthday to help generate a rebirth of the ideals contained in the Constitution of the United States. And whereas this event is the result of the ecumenical efforts of Christians, Jews, and Muslims who are working to unite Americans in appreciation of our common heritage and pride in our diverse ancestry. And whereas the New World Patriotism Day celebration will feature a family picnic and parade with national and local guest speakers who will focus attention on our basic freedoms and the need to recognize the rights of others, now, therefore, I, the Mayor of the District of Columbia, do hereby proclaim Thursday, July 4th, 1985, as New World Patriotism Day in Washington, D.C., and call upon all the residents of our great city to join with me in saluting past and present patriots who have labored to ensure a free and tolerant future. Brother Imam Warifuddin Muhammad, thank you so very much, not only for this program, but for all the programs. And well, I could just keep on thanking him all day long, but we just want to let you know that we appreciate you coming here 2 years in a row. Takbir. 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 And we want to let our leader know that we love and appreciate him, not only as a noted Muslim and Islamic scholar, but also for one of the generating forces here in America to bring truth, goodness, and righteousness in God's way, not only for Muslims, but for all humanity. Brother Imam Warifuddin Muhammad, may Allah bless you and reward you. Thank you very much, and wish you Godspeed. Assalamu alaikum.
That basically concludes the program. At this point, we can have closing comments by yourself or myself. We can have one of the pioneers to speak.
I do would like to make several announcements. The restrooms are here to the rear of the stage. Also, Lost and Found will be here at the stage. And we want you really to sit back and enjoy yourself. We have a good program planned for you today. And we hope that each individual person here will surely enjoy himself and benefit from these proceedings today.
So again, I want you to enjoy yourselves. And I think majority of us here are Muslims, but I just want to say something here today. You see, way out there in the park, that insane park we're in, they're Christian as well. So I want you to make them, as Muslims, feel welcome here as well. Don't shun them, but make them feel that they're part of this program as well. There are many Christians here with us, but we'd like to see the Christians to join in with us as well as Muslims. So have a warm spirit here today. We hope Allah bless you to have a beautiful evening. Enjoy our entertainment. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.
A patriotism celebration at all. But it's nothing to come here just to eat barbecue and drink some powerful sodas or something like that. That's nothing. We can do that on any day. It's nothing to celebrate independence if you don't know what you're celebrating. I think this country can bring its citizens together in unity.
Does July 4th have special significance for you?
Yes, it does. I was raised to believe that there was no hope for blacks to have citizenship rights and equality in America. And as a child, until I was 30 almost, I believed that blacks should have separate nations, or should at least identify in America with nationalistic idea and concept separate from that that is for the American people. I came to believe that the original position that we took was wrong, and that it cheated us out of a good life that we are entitled to as Americans. And I believe that now there's great opportunity for us to grow in this country, that this country's idea of freedom, the idea of democracy and freedom, gives opportunities to us that is hard to find anywhere on the earth. It's hard to find anywhere on the earth. I believe that this is a highly competitive society, but if you're willing to compete, the opportunities are great here. So I'm a kind of a nationalist myself, but not black, just American.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, brother Imam. My name is Mustafa Abdullah. I represent the Economic Voice, and I was wondering if you could give us something to kind of tie in New World Patriotism Day with the economic situation that we're trying to develop, something for our readers and the Economic Voice.
The real meaning of national dignity includes the acquisition of wealth. Wealth, property, is a necessity in the life of man for his dignity. If there was no strong economy, no strong desire in the founding pioneers and founding fathers for economic dignity, I don't believe you'd have any kind of dignity in this country. In fact, I don't believe you would have the country at all.
Any other questions?
Other questions?
I have New Mind Publications, and I want to know how does the New World Patriotism tie in with the spiritual dignity of America?
When Americans just start enjoying the freedom to satisfy their personal and individual appetites, then they risk losing. They risk losing the real life that this country makes possible for its citizens. And that's an opportunity to pursue all of your noble, decent aspirations, to fulfill your desire to be the best human being in the eyes of God, in the eyes of decent people. And without us knowing that this country really belongs to people of those higher aspirations as much as it belongs to the people who come here just for material benefits or material gain. In fact, the more legitimate citizen in this country, according to what the writers of the Constitution, the founding fathers, and the men who originally and women who originally sacrificed to build this nation, according to what they wanted, the ones who have the first right here are the ones who should be respected here first, are those who pursue the higher aims, the noble aims and objectives of man. So without us being with that idea and in that spirit, I think we're not even with the patriotism celebration at all. But there's nothing to come here just to eat barbecue and drink some powerful sodas or something like that. That's nothing. We can do that on any day. It's nothing to celebrate independence if you don't know what you're celebrating. I think this country can bring its citizens together in unity in times of crisis and get majority support, sufficient numbers to support anything it wants that's right in the eyes of decent society. I think it can do that in spite of our cultural differences, our religious differences, our racial differences. This country can do that. Why? Because our Constitution and the better minds and of our leaders have kept us in touch with the sacred rights of man, and we know that those rights are not the rights of a wild beast separated from his nature. It's the rights of man, not beast.
Yes, sir. We're talking about celebrating independence today here in this country, when places like Ethiopia and the Sudan are going through a terrible fight.
Yeah.
Do you see a mass effort in terms of Muslims in this country going out to lend a hand economically or in some other way?
Yes, Muslims are contributing, and I get letters at home from Muslims who are asking, what are we doing to help the Ethiopians? What are you doing to help the starving people of Africa? And I received a check from Muslims. They said, will you please give this to the relief fund, fund for the suffering people, starving people of Africa. And I had to return one check back because we are not set up for that. So I returned the check, and I told them, I gave them information where they should send the check. We have made donations to Ethiopians, relief through UNICEF and also through another charity. I hope we made the donation last year, we made a donation this year. We hope to make another donation before the year's out. We have to do something, and we do have that concern in our community, and I think we are doing something about it. But more importantly, since this is Independence Day, and we are trying to recall the reason why we are not wanting to leave this country. And I've met many who don't like it, but I haven't met too many who want to leave it. We should reflect on this. The Ethiopians and the suffering people of Africa are being helped by free contributions from millions of Americans. The entertainers, they got together, they raised millions of dollars. They're sending a great amount of money to relieve the situation over there. and the American people and also our government. Because of the support from the American people, our government is able to send shiploads of aid and assistance in the form of food, etc., medical aid to the suffering people of Africa. I just hope that someone is over there saying that, what is that saying we have, the black colleges? They can teach a man to fish, they can give a man a fish, but it's better to teach him how to fish.
Right.
Teach him to fish, right?
Right.
I hope somebody's giving Africa that message too. Because they need the opportunity to learn how to manage their continent for themselves. They need to become as self-sufficient as possible. And I think America should lend all of its support that it possibly can, and I believe it'll have the support of its citizens, to give Africa that kind of help. The food is good, but the better help is to show them how they can have industry and how they can have a thriving country.
Yes, sir.
For themselves.
Imam Muhammad, while reading the American Muslim Journal at that time, I saw you standing on the picture of Dr. Booker Tallahassee Harold Washington.
Yes.
And it was stated that you felt proud standing under him. Also being that this is the 104th year, this particular day, July the 4th, since 1881, that Booker Washington commenced the Tuskegee Institute. How do you see that as a continuation of the independence by people in this country, and in particular, the African American people?
What he did, what he achieved, Booker T. Washington, has more meaning and more need. We have more need for it now than we did when Booker T. Washington was here. Because when Booker T. Washington was on this earth, we didn't have the freedom and opportunity that we have now. With the amount of freedom and opportunity that we have now, we should be doing much more than what Booker T. Washington did out there. Look at the situation for the black colleges now. Look how desperate they are to survive. Monies are not coming from blacks. Blacks have enough money to support black colleges themselves. But how come that support, that financial support, is not coming from blacks who have money to those black colleges? It's because we don't have the sensitivities. We don't have the high mind that Booker T. Washington and his supporters had. Booker T. Washington also preached very much the same thing I preach, and I thought I was preaching something new until I read his words, and that is that you have to live with Americans, and you have to respect Americans, and you have to convince them that you have no intent to hurt them or to rob them. You are not harboring any ill feelings toward them. You have to convince them that you are a healthy element in the American society. Then you'll find help coming from other people to your cause. That's what I preach. Join hands with whites, with Irish, with Italians, with Chinese, with anybody. Join hands with any American who share that kind of concern for America, and who is a member of the human family. Join any people in the spirit of support for these noble ideas and these noble principles, and rest their fears. Let them know that I'm a soldier for the excellence of man, and I don't harbor any ill feelings toward another man, regardless of his race. We have to do that. We have to build trust among ourselves, and trust for ourselves from other people. We have to build trust for faith in the African American people among other people. And the only way to do this is we're going to have to speak our mind. We're going to have to let it be known that we identify with the excellence of man and the excellent people of this nation, in this nation history, with those excellent people in this nation history. Identify with them. And once we do that, then we can move about and enjoy the freedom and grow materially, progress economically, and I guarantee you, I believe in it so strongly, I guarantee you, you'll find more support coming from African-American people, more support coming from black, and more help coming from the outside. But what's even more important, when you get to come into this kind of mind, you have more faith in yourself. You have bigger things to work for. You find that you have more energy to spend. You find that you have more endurance because you're working for bigger things and greater things. So just by identifying with the big cause of man, in fact, it's the cause of global man, but we're talking about America now. By identifying in the big cause of man, your energies just flow upward, and they flow where they're needed. They come to where they're needed, and you become much more productive yourself because of identifying in a greater idea, or with a greater idea. So the thing that I hope to see is us really study our situation, study our past, and take another look at our past leaders, and look at them and with the new mind that we have, and in light of the new opportunities that we have. And don't write them off because they didn't sing a song like we wanted them to sing it. But let's see the words. Maybe you wasn't a good singer, but maybe you had good lyrics. let's look at
the
words.
Brother Imam. There are two current issues, and if you could just touch them very briefly. What impact can the Muslim community in America and others in America make toward helping to resolve the problem in Beirut and Lebanon and that area? And also, can there be any impact made to help the people in South Africa to resolve their problems?
There's already impact. There's plenty of impact right now. I mentioned the support that's coming, the financial support, the government aid that's coming to Africa from the American people. What the entertainers have done has really been great.
This is South Africa.
You're talking about South Africa, not Africa in general. Oh, for South Africa. For South Africa, I would say that the best we can do is behave in America in a sensible way and show by what we do in America as African-American people that those same conditions in South Africa are not here anymore. If the African-American man in America would do more to establish himself, would take more advantage of the opportunities in America, to establish himself financially, to establish himself as a dignified citizen of this planet, that would be the best help we can give South Africa. Then the white South African government would say, hey, it was worth it, what America did. It was worth it. And look at those great people, that black people. Look at the black people over there, right? And the blacks in Africa will say, hey, look how they have progressed since freedom. And that will encourage them to do more to speed up the process for them, right? Now, we can go over there and join some demonstrations. We can demonstrate in Washington. I think the time for demonstrations is almost out. Time for work is in. Time for demonstrations is out.
Do you see the South Africans are following the example of America in terms of them their timetable and letting the Africans over there have more freedom? You see them as kind of following America's concept?
I think so. I think they're forced to. They're forced to. They're compelled to follow America's, I would say, strategy or program for bringing citizenship, full citizenship to its black citizens. I think they're forced to do that.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.